Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 9th day of September. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage everybody to have at least 10 extra magazines for each of their firearms that accepts a magazine, rifle, shotguns, pistols. Don't get those inexpensive aftermarket magazines. They can't be trusted generally. There could be exceptions. Factory-issued magazines are the most reliable. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. That Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, where you can get gunsmithing done. You can purchase firearms. You can get the highest quality tactical training there is. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Okay, so we were talking about suppressed weapons for indoor defense. You mentioned that you had fired a handgun inside with double ear protection.
Right.
And so what the uncomfort, the discomfort that you were experiencing is a result of the overpressure of the firearm bouncing off the vertical walls of the area you're in. When you shoot a gun outdoors, the sound pressure wave travels out away from you, and it continues to travel away from you. And unless you're in one of these state-run conservation agent booths with these stupid walls right next to you, you don't get much bounce back off the muzzle. But when you shoot indoors in a room or a hallway or a stairwell, you get tremendous pressure waves that bounce off the walls and windows and come back to your head and your ears. It messes with your nose, your eyes, your sinuses, and that's why a suppressor and shooting a suppressed weapon allows you to stay much more aware. Your eyes don't water, your nose doesn't bleed, your ears aren't uncomfortable, they aren't ringing, so you can't hear anything. Those are all the advantages to having a suppressor. You don't have any of those problems. You shoot, you identify the target, you put it down, you stop the attack, and you move on to the next target.
That's right. That's right. Well, my experience shooting indoors was some audio testing in a homicide case I was working on, shooting 410 shotgun shells out of a Derringer. And the concussion, it was, if not with a double ear protection, the noise level, the decibels was not an issue, but the concussion was just brutal.
Yeah, it just, and without hearing protection, you literally go deaf instantly. You just go numb from the overpressure and the sound. And it's just something that people that go to the gun range and shoot with foam ear protection or with cans on their ears, they don't understand that in the middle of the night when someone kicks your door in, the last thing you're going to do is reach for hearing protection. You're going to grab a gun or a gun with a flashlight on it or a tactical light on it, and you're going to go deal with the threat. The last thing on your mind will be, oh, let me get my electronic ear protection on and turn it on so I can hear better. That's just not going to happen in the real world at 2 in the morning.
No, it's not, and it shouldn't. You need to be focused on protection of life and property, not taking care of your hearing when that situation arises. Well, you're talking about suppressors. Tell us about the process of selecting and purchasing and all the legalities of getting a suppressor right now, and how long it takes, of course.
So right now, if you were to purchase a suppressor, you pay for a suppressor at a gun store or a gun dealer that has the proper federal certifications to sell you a suppressor. It's either a Class 3 dealer or a Class 2 SOT manufacturer. And you buy a suppressor. What you're actually purchasing is the rights to that serial number. You don't get to take the can and walk out of the store with it. You don't get the suppressor to take home that day in America. Okay, so what happens is you pay for the suppressor, you buy the rights to the serial number, you fill out a Form 4, three copies of it. One goes to the sheriff, two goes to the ATF. You do a fingerprint card and a 2x2 photo. All that gets included with your paperwork and your $200 check, and you send it off to the NFA branch of the ATF in West Virginia. The check that you write them gets sent to Atlanta. It gets cashed within about 9 days, and then it takes your federal government about 10 or 11 months to process your paperwork after they've cashed your check. They mail your federal stamp and approval to the gun dealer where you purchase a suppressor. He calls you on the phone and says, hey, today's your lucky day. Come pick up your federal paperwork and pick up your suppressor and take it home. It's now legal for you to possess this thing.
And that turnaround time, once again, is how long?
11 months.
Whoa. Not so long ago.
Every American should be calling their senators right now and complaining about the lead time and the time it's taking the ATF to process paperwork. It's absolutely criminal. 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, when Sandy Hook happened, 5 years ago now, I guess, the lead time went from 4 months to a year and 2 months because the number of suppressors being purchased and the amount of paperwork to process tripled, quadrupled overnight. And they only had 12 people in the office processing paperwork. Well, they hired 12 more, apparently, to help process paperwork, but now they have, I think, roughly 30 people processing, 40 people processing paperwork. They should have 400 people processing paperwork. The ATF, when you pay them $200 for a tax stamp, for a suppressor, $100 of that goes to the Tax and Trade Bureau. You know who keeps the other $100? The ATF keeps it. They are making hundreds of millions of dollars, the ATF is, on paperwork, and they won't hire an extra 50 people to process the paperwork. They make you wait a year.
Now, that tells me that there's government bureaucrats running this. Now, if I had people wanting to give me money, I would hire more people so more people could give me more money more quickly because I have a profit motivation. They really don't care, do they?
Well, there's a political agenda to delay the delivery of suppressors. So they're not interested in processing them quickly. They're interested in taking as much money as they can take and processing them as inexpensively as possible and as slowly as possible.
Well, that's a shame. I don't see how that's going to change until we get control of both houses of Congress again with the Hearing Protection Act. I don't see where it has a snowball's chance in hell until we control both houses of Congress. What do you think?
The ATF is never going to give up that $200 check unless they're forced to. They will never do it. I mean, it enables them to do all kinds of things financially, the money coming in from those suppressors. And it's unconstitutional. I mean, let's be really clear. This has a deterrent effect. This is an infringement on the rights of all Americans. It is clearly a deterrent. I've had a number of customers in the last 3 months tell me, well, I'm not going to buy a suppressor. I just refuse to wait a year. I mean, would you pay for a car up front and wait a year for it? No, nobody would do that unless you were Russian and you didn't have a choice. But if you're an American,
right,
you're not going to spend money on a $30,000 SUV and then wait 14 months to get it so you can use it. I mean, that the insanity of that is, you know, I mean, that has no boundaries. It's just that the federal government is out of control. They're involved in a bunch of things that they're unconstitutionally not authorized to be involved in, and they're terrible at it. That's the truth.
That is the truth. And that's a shame, but that's what we have to deal with for the time being. Hopefully that will change in 13 months. We have we get back control of the United States House of Representatives, and the Hearing Protection Act can finally be passed. I know in Missouri we have what we call yellow dog Democrats who are very pro-gun, don't we, Sam?
Say that again. We have...
I say in Missouri we have what's called yellow dog Democrats, but they are, most of them, the ones in the outstate Missouri Democrats are very pro-gun, aren't they?
There are a few pro-gun Democrats left, and there are a few Democrats that live in 50-50 jurisdictions where they know if they came out as anti-gun, they would lose the next election, clearly.
So their votes and what they say publicly is guided by the winds of being reelected, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I think we're going down that road. Now, you do sell suppressors, and if people wanted to purchase one, you'd be glad to help them do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we do it every day. It's something that we do. It's something that we believe is the right thing. Here's what we know at the Freedom Center, is that when a criminal kicks your door in or someone attacks you, the report writers, a.k.a. the police, they're only 7 minutes away. So you have seconds to defend your life, and the responsibility is on you. And that's the truth. If you don't respond, and you don't have the ability to respond, you're in big trouble when you're attacked, because the police are not going to be there to save you.
Well, they'll take nice photographs of your still warm dead body, draw a chalk line around it, take many, many photographs, and write up a beautiful report, won't they?
Yeah, they'll count the bodies. They'll write the report. They may even put up a recommendation, probable cause statement to the prosecutor to prosecute the person who's killed you and your family, but it really won't have any consequence to you or your family's life because it'll be over. So understand this. In the real world, the laws of physics demand that you respond to an attack and that you repel the attack and that you dominate and win in that environment, or it may be the last thing you do.
I'm curious. Is there such a thing as a suppressor for a 12-gauge shotgun?
Yes, there is.
All right. It's probably a pretty big piece of equipment, isn't it?
Well, they're not small like 22 Rimfire suppressors, that's for sure.
No. Well, I was just curious. I've never seen one. The whole industry of manufacturing and selling suppressors has become very mainstream. I see advertisements now in the firearms publication for suppressors. 20 years ago, I would never see a magazine advertisement for suppressors.
You've never seen an advertisement for a suppressor or for a 12-gauge suppressor?
20 years ago, I said I would never see one in a publication 20 years ago.
Right. Well, there's a lot of suppressor manufacturers now. There's a lot of competition. There's advancement in technology. We prefer the Yankee Hill suppressors if you're looking for something cost-effective. Their quick detach systems are just absolutely stellar. They work well. Yankee Hill tells the truth about their sound suppression. They don't let their marketing people lie about the performance, where a lot of companies like Surefire and other companies, they'll lie about the performance of their suppressors. They'll exaggerate it and say their sound suppression is better than it is. Yankee Hill is a company that's been very reliable. Their machine work is very consistent. Their alignment is very good. Their attachment mechanism is top-notch. And so for a cost-effective, lifetime warranty suppressor, it's pretty hard to beat a Yankee Hill suppressor. Now, the high-end suppressors that we sell for the super accurate 2,000 and 3,000-yard sniper weapon system, we use a company called Crux, C-R-U-X, and they make an attachment system where the alignment is just perfect. It's not as convenient as the Yankee Hill. It's not as quick to take the suppressor on and off, but the alignment is perfect, and the sound suppression is a couple of dB better than the Yankee Hills, so we put them on our high-end rifles.
All right. Well, it's good information. And we got people listening at both ends of the spectrum, people who are looking at the most economical, and men and women who are ready to pay the price to get the very best money can buy. So it's good to know that you have knowledge and the ability to sell both there, Sam.
Well, we test everything, and so we're always looking for the most cost-effective, lowest-priced thing that really works well. And then, of course, we're looking for the highest-end thing that has the absolute pinnacle of performance in the industry, and we like to stock both items so that when you come in, you have a choice. If you're on a budget, you can buy something that's reliable, that really works on a budget. And if you have the financial means and you want something that is absolutely at the pinnacle of performance technology-wise, we have that available as well.
Absolutely. So what's new at the Freedom Center USA in terms of training and or building facilities there, sir?
Well, we've got Bill Hamilton, the head of the Arctic Warfare Training Center for the Army in Wisconsin. He's coming in to do a CQB class. The class is full, so it doesn't do me any good to advertise it here. But we're doing some CQB close quarters battle, how to defend your home and your neighborhood with a rifle and a pistol kind of thing. And we're probably going to be training the governor's personal protection detail here at some point in a few weeks for the state of Missouri. So we've got a number of things coming up from a training standpoint. We need to schedule another concealed carry handgun class with you.
We do. I'll talk to you privately about scheduling it, and we do need to do that. You're right. So the governor's personal protection detail would be Missouri Highway Patrol troopers.
Most of the guys on his patrol group, his park protection group, are Highway Patrol, Missouri Highway Patrol, state police officers that have had tremendous training in the SWAT and the drug interdiction area. They're good guys.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, this is Jared Moore here on Monday, the 9th day of September. We're going on a cruise. It's going to be a lot of fun. Valentine's Day will be right in the middle of it. It will be February the 14th. We leave the 9th of February from Florida, get back the 16th. It will be fun. It will be romantic if you choose it to be. We're going to have some interesting conversations and discussions. Myself, Leon Green, others, possibly Sam. No commitment yet. It's too soon. All the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, just give our cruise director a call, Betsy Murphy, at 636-530-9502. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, we were talking about training and maybe scheduling another concealed carry weapons class with you. And you know, what I'd really like to talk about, interesting thing happened this past weekend, you know, with Walmart taking their anti-Second Amendment position. Walmart has been exposed now, their executives working with George Soros to push an anti-gun agenda. And, of course, my wife got into a discussion on, whether or not we would shop at Walmart ever again. And we decided that we would look for other options, that we wouldn't be spending our money with companies that are anti the Bill of Rights. Not just the Second Amendment, any human rights that are God-given. If your company's involved in thwarting people's human rights, we're not spending our money with you. So through much discussion, we decided to go looking at other grocery stores, and we found a grocery store in Lebanon. The name of the store is Aldi, A-L-D-I, and they had tremendous organic food choices, and the prices were better than Walmart. Where my wife had been traditionally grocery shopping at Walmart, she tried Aldi this way, and we went and shopped, and she spent about $140 on groceries that would have cost $190 at Walmart.
Well, there you go. I believe Aldi's is a German company, isn't it?
I have no idea, but I'll tell you what, their prices and the quality of their food were certainly better than what she was buying at Walmart. And she was honestly shocked. She came out of the store and she said, you know, I just got to apologize. I've been shopping at Walmart. I've been wasting our money. And I said, no, you know, you've just been doing what saves you the most time, yeah. And that's fine. But we don't want to spend money at Walmart. And she was happy. She was so pleased with Aldi and the food and the choices. She said, you know, I should have been shopping there since we've lived here.
Well, it was habit. New people fall into a habit, and that's understandable. And if you don't think about it, you may think, well, Walmart, of course they have the best prices. Well, obviously they do not. So that's good. All right. What course is coming up at Freedom Center USA might interest some of our listeners in the upcoming few months?
Well, we'll have another long-range introduction to long-range training class. We'll do an advanced long-range class. If you've taken the first class, then you're eligible to get into the second class, where we get into the more complex details about making first-round hits at long range. We talk about the vertical component of wind drift. We talk about how to do a weighted wind average. We talk about relative air density adjustments. We get into Coriolis adjustments. So the first class gives you the skills you need to make hits out to about 600 yards. The second class, depending on your weapon system, will give you the skills to make hits from 600 to 2,000, 2,500 yards.
Now, 2,000 yards is more than a mile, isn't it?
It is. A mile is 1,760 yards.
That's breathtaking. That's breathtaking. It wasn't so long ago that such levels of marksmanship were not even considered possible, were they?
Well, certainly not to the general population. You know, the fundamentals of accuracy are bullets, brass, barrels of bedding, and beautiful machine work, and the big guy calling the wind and pulling the trigger. So we have the six B's of accuracy. You know, bullets, bedding, barrels, brass. You know, if all those things aren't of a certain quality, you're not going to have the level of precision that you want. And so that has improved, particularly in the area of bullet technology and bullet quality. So a traditional long-range bullet is a bow-tail bullet with a really slick-looking nose that has a jacket thickness that is identical all the way around the circumference of the bullet, so the bullet can fly and spin balanced. If you had 2/10,000ths of run-out or variance in the thickness of a bullet jacket, it wouldn't be near as accurate as a bullet that was made on a zero-tolerance situation on the jacket. And so the manufacturers, particularly Hornady, their engineers have gotten really, really good at holding the jacket tolerances to almost zero. And so these bullets now, with their new aerodynamic designs, are flying really well.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Gentlemen, Jerry Moore here on Monday. It's Monday, the 9th day of September. Only 13 months until the election. How about that? 13 months away. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Interesting things there. My newest DVD is titled The Heavens Are Shaking. I was up in Cincinnati, Ohio, doing this presentation May the 11th. It's a four DVD set with myself, Clyde Lewis, Pastor Paul Begley, and my friend Stephen Ben-Nun, former CIA guy. He's now my Tuesday guest every Tuesday. It's a great DVD, a lot of information there. And also, of course, also my website. As if you, as most American adults, have issues with sleep and issues with pain, which takes in more than half of all the adults in this country, you really do need an energy cleaner. I'm sitting on the energy cleaner pad right now as we speak, getting that energy coming right into my body. You can also. All you need to do is go to my website, go to the drop-down menu under products. You'll see the energy cleaner down there, about the middle. And click on that. You can get all the details, how it came into being, the wonderful testimonials. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa for the energy cleaner, the mattress pad to go with it, and I will get them processed and get it out the door. This is my home business. I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the little country post office at Terryville, and it goes out priority mail, usually 2 to 3 day shipping here in the United States. All the details right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800 800-592-9543. I'll say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. That Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, I understand that the 100-foot-plus tower has been delayed a bit with other projects down there. You can't do everything at once, can you?
Well, we could borrow money and construct a bunch of things, but the plan for the Freedom Center was to build it over 7 years and to do it with the money, with the cash flow of the facility itself. So four guys put in $250,000 each, bought the land, constructed the 1,000-yard range, constructed the building on site to manage the range with, and then the plan was from there to build the facility up over time. And so I would imagine if we had a big bump in membership, or if somebody won the lottery, we'd probably have that tower done by October 30th. But in the scenario, in the cash flow scenario that we're in, we'll probably, I'm thinking we'll have it done hopefully by September of next year.
All right. Well, that's a reasonable time frame. It'll be here before you know it. As I'm telling people, the 2020 election is only 13 months away, and September of next year is only 12 months away. That'll fly by, won't it?
Well, interesting that you bring up the election, because, you know, I've said on this show and I've said on Facebook in a number of posts that Donald Trump will not be the president of the United States in 2020 if he signs on to any gun control. And that statement, along with my statement about the NRA and how corrupt they are, has brought tremendous criticism from NRA members. And what's fascinating about it is there's a huge story in Breitbart and on the Drudge Report today talking about how Donald Trump's closest political advisors have determined that gun control could be problematic for his reelection. And I've been saying this for a year, that if Donald Trump signs on to gun control, he will not be reelected president of the United States. And I've been criticizing the NRA for their corruption for decades. Well, guess what? One of their top people, the NRA, just got caught taking out illegal loans to buy real estate for herself personally with NRA money. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, there's a lot of turmoil within the leadership of the NRA. And I believe that Colonel Oliver North resigned his position because he was aware of what's going on, did not want to be associated with it. It's a shame to see this happening, but the real pro-gun organization, of course, is Gun Owners of America, isn't it?
Yeah, Gun Owners of America, that's the organization to give your money to. They're the people that sue the federal government when they overstep their bounds. They're the people that are actually in the business of defending your gun rights instead of in the business of enriching themselves personally and helping the FBI gather a database of gun owners, which is what the NRA has been doing for decades.
That's right. That's right. Well, supporting the NRA would be a really smart thing. Okay.
Not supporting the NRA, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Supporting Gun Owners of America would be the smart thing. Not supporting the NRA would be the smart thing. You don't Roger. Give your money to the NRA. Let's be clear about that.
Right, right. I don't give them a penny. We have Kyle from Montana is back for another question. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, Sam. Sorry to call in twice, John, but you guys jumping around so much, you cover a lot of subjects that I'm interested in. So back to the suppressors for just a second.
Yes.
Sam, so do you get, I mean, say you bought like a G2C or a Glock or something and it did not have a suppressor on it. So other than the $200 cost, do you need to buy a different, you'll obviously have to get a different barrel or get one machined to be able to take a suppressor, and then
well,
you know approximately the, go ahead.
The pistol If it doesn't come with a threaded barrel, you have to change the barrel. Now, on a Glock or a G2C, that takes 10 seconds to pull the slide off and swap the barrel to a threaded barrel. And those barrels run between $170 and $300, depending on what brand you buy and what the coating technology and material is on the barrel. So you're going to spend a lot of money for a threaded barrel. For a Glock, you'll spend almost as much money on the barrel as you did on the G2C if you're trying to suppress that. I don't know of anyone that makes a threaded barrel for a G2C, but I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying I'm not aware of anybody who's got them in stock. That might be right. Something worth looking for because it's a good little pistol. Now,
yeah, they had those on sale at one of the sporting goods stores here, the G2Cs for $199.99, and then you got a $25 rebate back from Taurus. So, yeah, that's cheap
deal.
You know?
Yeah,
I thought so too.
For that pistol.
But the other question I had is, so after you spend the $100 to $300 for the barrel, how much does a suppressor cost, or is it possible after you get your stamp that you could build your own?
Well, when you build your own, you do it on what's called a Form 1, not a Form 4. And you could build your own if you have some really good machining skills. If you're not really intimately familiar with lathe operations, I wouldn't try and build my own suppressor. That's a fairly complicated item, and the alignment has to be dead nuts perfect for the suppressor to work properly. But as far as the cost, a good lifetime warranty handgun suppressor that you can take apart and clean is going to be between $400 and $600. And a really good rifle suppressor for a center fire rifle is going to be between $500 and $700, maybe $1,000 if you go with titanium. A .22 rimfire suppressor that'll work on a handgun or a rimfire rifle with a half 28 thread, you can buy those between $160 and $300.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excuse me. Well, that's all I had, gentlemen. I hope you have a great week. Thanks.
Okay, Kyle, thank you. Appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. How many rounds is it going to vary between taking the suppressor apart and cleaning and putting it back together? About how many rounds approximately?
Well, most people will clean their suppressors every 500 to 1,000 rounds if they're rimfire or handgun. If they're rifle suppressors, you don't really take those apart to clean them. They're usually welded up pretty tight. They don't come apart. You don't need to take them apart because at 60,000 PSI, the suppressor burns hot enough to burn clean on the inside. So you don't get a buildup of material like you will with a long rifle suppressor or a handgun suppressor. The handgun suppressors and rimfire suppressors are designed to be taken apart and cleaned, where the rifle suppressors that are shot at a very high pressure are designed not to. Now, here's the caveat to that. If you're shooting subsonic ammo, like we load subsonic ammunition for .308, and .223, if you're shooting subsonic ammo in a rifle suppressor, you will want to clean that. And what you do is you get a PVC tube or a plastic bucket, you fill it with MEK, you drop the rifle suppressor in the bucket for 24 to 48 hours, you pull it out with a tool, not with your fingers, you don't want the chemical getting on your fingers. You pull it out, you blow it out, drain it, and then blow it out with a high-pressure air gun, and then reinstall it back on the rifle.
Well, it's pretty simple, and there's a lot of advantages to these suppressors, and people really need to carefully consider it, don't they?
Yeah, when you get into suppressed weapons, the devil is in the details. You specifically have to know specifically what you're doing. And the other thing is, when you go to test ammo, like let's say you buy a gun with a suppressor, and you've been shooting this ammo through and it's working great, and you decide, hey, there's this new Hornady 8-tip bullet out. I want to try that 8-tip bullet. do not, under any circumstances, shoot that A-tip bullet through your suppressed gun with the suppressor on. Test the bullet without the suppressor on first, if it's new ammo to your weapon system. Because if you don't have the spin rate to stabilize that bullet, you're going to destroy that expensive suppressor you waited 10 months to get hold of.
Whoa, that's scary.
So always, when you change ammo, always test the twist rate of your barrel with that new bullet at that new velocity with the can off. And if you're printing a nice round hole in the target at 100 yards, then put the can on and continue testing.
What would be the danger sign you'd be looking for in this testing procedure before you put the can on?
Well, if the bullet's stable, you're going to make a nice, round, controlled group, hopefully sub 2 minutes. So that group would be smaller than 2 inches at 100 yards, and you'll have very round holes, the exact diameter of your bullet in the target. If the bullet isn't stable, you're going to have round or slightly oblong holes that are a large group, bigger than 3 inches. Or you may have bullets that keyhole into the target and go into the target sideways. And so you won't see a round hole. You'll see something the shape of the bullet, the profile of the bullet.
All right. Well, hopefully this information will have people avoid a very expensive and possibly dangerous situation.
Well, when you get into the suppressor game, you need to start understanding and looking at twist rates. So the bullet manufacturers will have a recommended twist rate. The twist rate is also engraved into your barrel on a rifle, and you can look it up on the internet for your pistol. And it will say 1 in 7 or 1 in 10, or it'll say 1/11, something like that. And that tells you that you get one complete revolution of the rifling helix in 10 inches. That's what 1 in 10 means. It means you get one revolution of the rifling in 10 inches of barrel length. So you know, the pistols, you might find 1 in 13. You might find 1 in 15. The smaller the diameter of the bullet, the faster twist rate you need to stabilize it. So a .223 bullet, you'll find barrels in a .223 weapon system as fast as 1 in 7 is quite common, and as slow as 1 in 9. So you might find a 1 in 8, a 1 in 7.7, which Krieger makes. 1 in 7 is very common for the M4s. With a 50 cal, you've got a much larger bullet diameter, and so you don't need as fast a twist rate for the large bullet. So you might find a 50 BMG with a 1 in 14 twist, a 1 in 13 twist, a 1 in 15 twist is very common. And so when you get into the suppressor game, you do need to understand what bullet you want to shoot, what twist rate barrel that requires, and make sure things match up and work together.
Well, the time to do that is before you make the purchase of the suppressor, not afterwards, right?
Absolutely. And you know, keep in mind, if you already have a gun of a particular twist rate with a threaded barrel and you want to put a suppressor on it, don't hesitate to do that. That's fine. But where you have to pay attention at that point is you have to pay attention what ammo you feed it. And that comes down to testing the ammo with the suppressor off, making sure the bullet's flying stable and making a nice small round hole in the target, not keyholing into the target or shooting a 4 or 5 inch group, you know, at 100 yards, which tells you you're on the threshold of stable versus unstable. And the reason that's not acceptable is, let's say you go out on a 70 degree day, and instead of shoot your typical 1-inch group at 100 yards, you wind up shooting a 5-inch group with this new bullet. Well, you were smart enough to leave the can off, and you go, oh, 5 inches. That's not that bad, but the bullet holes are still round in the target. Well, guess what? At 35 degrees of temperature, those bullets that were on the threshold of stability that shot that 5-inch group will now keyhole into the target and destroy your suppressor. So you have to have control of the bullet. And we don't recommend shooting anything through a suppressor that doesn't have what we call a 1.5 gyroscopic stability or higher. And if you want to learn more about that, you could certainly give me a call at the number we've provided. I'll explain that stuff to you, how easy it is to check those things. But it is something, when you get into suppressed weaponry, you have to know what ammo you're feeding to that gun so you don't damage the suppressor.
We got a caller here. We got Jimmy in Florida. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
I just want to, good morning, just want to let our listeners know to go on the Freedom Center app on Facebook and join the article you had on Rex Blacklaw. Was really nice to read that.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very
Jimmy.
Much.
Appreciate it. We got a break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 9th day of September, visiting with Sam Andrews. That number down there at Freedom Center USA is 417-718-2597. This has been a quick 2 hours here, Sam. We're down to about the last 3 minutes, sir.
Yeah, what a great morning here in Missouri. It's a beautiful day here in southern Missouri. We're really enjoying it. I think it's interesting the range of topics we covered today, like Walmart making a deal with George Soros to push an anti-gun agenda. And I'm encouraging everyone to never spend a dime with that company ever again. And I'm encouraging everybody to look at your twist rate and test your new ammo, different ammo, with the suppressor off first, right? And the firearms tip of the week was to dry lube your guns with graphite if you're going into a windy or desert environment. You know, those are three things everybody can take away from this show.
That's good information, and that will stand people in very good stead if they can follow that and get that information squared away so that they can have the best system possible for defending life and property.
Well, with firearms, the devil's in the details. And so if you treat your firearms well and you choose wisely and you have good cleaning procedures and you choose ammo that's proper for your firearm, you're going to have a very reliable tool to defend yourself, your family, your home, your neighborhood with. And that's what we want. We want everybody to have workable equipment that's serviceable, that's reliable and dependable, and will work when you need it most.
That's the bottom line. That's when you squeeze the trigger, you want it to go bang, right?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. You know, well, we've got a new trigger now for AR-10s that increase the hammer speed and make the AR-10s much more reliable in cold weather. If you have an AR-10 and you want this new technology, give me a call. We'll help you out with that. It's a real game changer from a reliability for the AR-10. 2.5-pound crisp trigger pull and 25% more hammer speed than a stock GI hammer spring, which is just fantastic stuff. But it combines a torsional spring with two linear springs, and boy, does it work well. We're excited about that new product for the AR-10s.
All right. Well, if somebody's got an AR-10, you can help them with that upgrade, can't you?
Absolutely. It takes about 15 minutes to change the trigger out.
That's not long. And we're always getting improvements here, aren't we?
Yeah, that's the mindset, continuous improvement. We've got another thermal sight buy coming up October 1st. So if you guys want in on that, give me a call. Got the new triggers for the AR-10s. We've got new bullets for 223, 6mm, 6.5, and 30 cal new technology. We've got a 260 Remington rifle that's 18 minutes up from 100 to 1,000 yards. Imagine
Amazing.
That.
Amazing. Sam, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Hey, let's click and ring, John. Have a great week. Take care.
That's it for today. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.